Chad, what's
it like going through a season like this, you know, after a lot of high expectations a few years ago and just kind of collapsing into something like this?
You know, it's frustrating. It's very frustrating. You know, but I can only speak for myself. You know, I've been very positive and working hard, just doing the things I can to help my offense and, you know, help us do better, trying to make the people's job around me a lot easier, including Fitzpatrick. And, you know, that's it. I'm just trying to do what I can.
What were your expectations coming into the season? And when things go this way, how tough is it to stay positive, like you said?
Hey, you know what? I don't have a choice but to stay positive. You know, I was very negative, you know, during the offseason. I would say somewhat of a distraction, you know, at that point, even though football wasn't going on. So with me coming back, I think it was in my best interest for myself, for my team, this organization, to be as positive as possible and just look on the bright side of things and try to do the things I can to help us win, you know, and not attract any negative attention towards us in any way.
Do you think things clicked during the win over Jacksonville, and do you think you're going to be a much better team now following the bye?
Yeah, I think so. Just to get that losing taste out your mouth and finally win and get a little confidence, not only with ourselves as a team, but, you know, with the offensive coordinator, with the play call, and Fitzpatrick's getting a lot more confident with some of the things that he does. And everybody gets a little bit more amped up, you know, when you get that win. Regardless of what our record is, our record really doesn't show, you know, or our rankings on how good we really are. You know, on paper, I mean, we look unbelievable on paper, but we're just not putting together on Sundays. And to come away with a win, I think, can help us out big time, you know, the rest of the year.
Not to knock Ryan Fitzpatrick, but how many of your problems stem from losing your starting quarterback?
Well, you know what? I've said it all year. Carson Palmer is a very special quarterback. He's in the upper tier of quarterbacks in the NFL, but the drop-off is not that big from your number one to your number two. There is a drop-off, but it's not that big of a drop-off to where it's that big of a difference. I've said it over and over and over that the people around him have to make him just as good or just as close to what, you know, we had with our starter.
Chad, you guys don't play the Eagles very often. The Eagles haven't been out there in like 15 years. What's your perspective from out there of the Eagles and what they do on defense?
I mean, they're good. They're good. I mean, it's no secret. 5-4, man, please, that's not a 5-4 team. Defense is great. McNabb, of course, you know, one of the Hall of Fame quarterbacks, a very good friend of mine. I mean, they're good on both sides of the ball. They're solid. You know, I know Westbrook. He's good, and I'm really looking forward to the challenge. I can't wait to see Asani. You know, I owe him a little bit, and I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm playing like we're 8-1. I'm not playing like we're 1-8. That's how I'm approaching each and every game. Like, you know, like we're winning, and that's one of the ways I've been able to keep myself very positive.
What do you owe Asante?
I think I owe him from 2 years ago. He picked off a ball, which caused Carson and I to have a little bickering on the sideline and caused a lot of negative headlines about him and I not getting along. So now is my time to get him back. I mean, every time I see him in the offseason, I'm always talking trash. So I think this is a good time to redeem myself, and I will permit to baptize him come Sunday.
So the whole thing was his fault for making the play, right?
Exactly. It's his fault. He's a very, very, very extremely smart corner, which makes him one of the best in the game. It's not so much about his talent, his speed, his cover skills, but really his film study is unbelievable. And being able to gamble and pick and choose the right times, the jump balls, and just all that stuff, he's what you would call a complete cornerback. And that's why I respect him so much, and I look forward to this challenge, because he's one of the best in the game.
Why do you think Donovan's a Hall of Fame quarterback?
He is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Look at his numbers. Period. I mean, going to the Hall of Fame is based on production. His production has been phenomenal. Even, you know, he's had some injuries, you know, which have set him back. But still, even with those, his numbers are still Hall of Fame numbers, as far as I'm concerned.
You talked about Asante, but there is another cornerback there by the name of Sheldon Brown. From what you've seen in film, is he underrated?
No, yeah, big time. I call him Shelly B. I'm watching him on tape. Jamming everybody up.